The Federal Office of Surface Mining is criticizing a state agency's handling of permit extensions and renewals for the Wishbone Hill coal project near Palmer. The office is upholding a decision by the Department of Natural Resources to renew project permits for the operator, Usabelli Coal. But the federal agency says the state erred in never officially terminating the permits due to inaction by an earlier owner. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
In October, Usabelli Coal got the news. The state approved renewal of the Wishbone Hill mining permits, which allows Usabelli to operate the mine. This month, in a letter to the state's Coal Mining Regulatory Program Director, Russell Kirkham, the Federal Office of Surface Mining, Reclamation, and Enforcement upholds the state's decision. But Robert C. Postal, who wrote the letter, points out the state's allowance of extensions of time and its failure to pull the permits because of inactivity at the mine site violate the coal mining regulatory program. Kirkham says he can't discuss the letter or its contents because the matter is under appeal. The Trustees for Alaska legal firm is appealing Wishbone Hill's October permit approval. Trustee attorney Vicki Clark says, in her view, the permits are invalid, and until now, OSM had agreed with those who are challenging the permits.
The final decision was very recent, and it is a complete 180 from the original decision, and in our opinion, is inconsistent with the law.
According to Postal's letter, both the federal and the state coal regulatory programs require mining to start within 3 years of the issuance of a permit. If not, the permit becomes invalid. Reasonable extensions are allowed, but Postal says Wishbone Hill's two permits were originally granted in 1991, but since then the mining operation changed owners twice, and DNR granted an extension only once in the 18 years between 1991 and 2010, when Usabelli began operations. Postal says the state erred not because it now allows Usabelli to mine, but because DNR never officially terminated the permits due to the earlier owner's inaction at the mine site. Postal says Usabelli is not at fault because the permits it was operating under in 2010 were never invalidated by the state. So in effect, Usabelli was operating legally. Lorelei Simon is Usabelli Coal's spokesperson.
We have maintained the legitimacy of these permits since day one. Usabelli acquired the leases and the permits to the Wishbone Hill project in 1997, and we have actively maintained them with a desire to further develop the Wishbone Hill coal mine.
But a number of conservation groups in the Matanuska Valley and the Chickaloon tribal government have been fighting the mine. Lisa Wade represents Chickaloon Village Traditional Council. Wade says the OSM's decision only highlights the fact that the state failed to pay attention.
If the state isn't managing the permit this closely, if they're not following their own rules at this stage, then if operations were to start, would they follow their own rules in ensuring the health and the safety of the community, which has changed dramatically since 1991 when the permits were first issued?
Wade says suburban homes are now in close proximity to the mine site, as is an elementary school run by the tribe. Postal says that neither federal nor Alaska coal regulations expressly state whether permit termination occurs automatically at the end of 3 years or whether administrative action is required. So he concludes the federal government cannot require Alaska to invalidate a permit simply because a permit holder misses the 3-year deadline. Postal says a permit does not terminate automatically. Rather, it remains valid until the regulating authority takes action to terminate it in clear and unequivocal language. Postal further states that Alaska's coal regulatory program managers need to be explicit and timely in issuing notice of termination to permit holders who do not meet the 3-year deadline. I'm Ellen Lockyer.